Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Yosef Bloch. Meseches Menachos is dedicated to Leilui Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Meseches Menachos Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Mor starts off Tanur Rabbanon. Tzitzis ein tzitzis elo onof. Cheno oimer beikacheli betzitzis reishi. That tzitzis has to be hanging loose like fringes, not braided. The bottom chelik of the tzitzis, because it says in pasuk yecheni betzitzis reishi, it's a lotion of things that are hanging. Amar Abaye, betzorach l'pruduk kitzitzisa d'amor. Abaye says you have to separate the chutim kitzitzisa d'amor. Zekdrashi keblurish levikchovim dvukes mamata prudus mamata. The blurish, the strands of hairs of the levikchovim, the dvukes on top, and they separate later on. The person has to make sure that the chutei hatzitzis are separate from each other. Mish Yosef says on this halach, when the Torah brings it down, Torah says, Tzorach l'afridam zeh mizeh. Mish Yosef brings the Itur. He says that the Iker Din was nemar on tcheles. L'hafrid tcheles atzad echad. To make the tcheles separate from the lovon, that's the tachlis here, the tcheles should be separate from the lovon. He says, b'zman hazeh, where we don't have tcheles, zeichel tcheles, we should still do with this din of Tzorach l'afridam. Talk to Morgan Avram, because it's only a zeicher. So male, if somebody is late, it's not mikra din anymore. So male in the story, lovely base of knesses in his battle, mispal the matzibur ain't so chadaktik b'zeh. He shouldn't be medaktik in this if it's going to be mivatalim from tefil matzibur, because it's not mikra din anymore. The pier agrodi and shulchan aruch is chaylik on the eater. He says Rashi's mefarish not like the eater. Rashi's mashmat's going on all the chutim. He says the mashmois of all the poiskim is not like the eater, and he has kashas from the Gemara. He says, first of all, the Gemara's lashon is ein tzitzis ela onof. The Gemara says that's all that tzitzis is, and the Gemara continues with this din. It sounds like the Gemara is going on the whole tzitzis, not just on the tcheles. V'oy, the tam that the Gemara says is that it's nikra tzitzis al shem. The word tzitzis comes from yikacheni b'tzitzis reishi. The Gemara is defining the whole word tzitzis. That's the description of tzitzis. So chayr has nothing to do with the tcheles and the lovon. V'oyd is medayik in the lashon of the tur, which is the lashon of machaber, tzorach lahafrid chutei hatzitzis zeh mizeh. It sounds like all the chutim have to be mafrid from each other, not just the four of lovon from the four of tcheles. It sounds like no two chutim should be tangled with each other. The male of the gra comes out, not like the eater, that's a din in all the chutei hatzitzis. Nebir halacha is mistapik, like the gra, that maybe one can't even make a brach on the tzitzis if they're mesuvachim, if they're tangled with each other and they weren't, he wasn't mafred them. Maybe it's likuba, he can't make a brach on it. And he's mashbed that that's pashat, that according to the gra, it comes out not like the Morgan of Ram, that a person should be mvatal from tefillah with tzibur in order to be mafred the tzitzis that mizeh, because it's a chi of gomer in the tzitzis to be mafredim. In the sefer Pnei Mincha, he brings a raya to this, that it's likuba, from the Chuvas Marilla Chadoshis Simavov, that he's talking about there. If you say Tasav Leiman Osui on something with that the Tchilas Asiya was Bekashus and then it became Nifsal, and you're putting it back to its original state of Kashus, if that's called Tasav Leiman Osui. So the Maril brings a raya that that's not called Tasav Leiman Osui. He says, because Maisim Acholyoim Shemestavchim Achutim Zabmizeh Umafridim Maisav Kosher. He says, Maisim Acholyoim that the Chutei Atzitzis get tangled with each other. And when Mafrid them zemizeh, and it becomes back kosher. So you see, that's not called Tassavim and Osi to put it back to its original kashus. Part of you see from the Maril, from Mizraya, that he's never gone to Likuva in the kashus of the tzitzis. Shari Tshuva here, on this halacha, brings that in the Stavchu Kitzas ain't la freedom on Shabbos. If they get tangled on Shabbos, the person shouldn't separate them on Shabbos. It's a shayla of tikkun. Oh, it continues, Taner Abonon. Machloikis or Blaz Ben Yaakov and the Rabbonon, if somebody puts his tzitzis a la keren, he hangs them on the bottom of the keren, if it's kosher, the Tanakamal is kosher, Blaz Ben Yaakov is poisel, the Gemara says, the pshat is, because he darshins, al kamfe bigdeyim, shetayne tefes a la keren, the tzitzis has to hang along the keren, so if you put it on the bottom of the beged, it's not hanging alongside the keren, so it has to be up in the beged, so it should hang alongside the keren. Meiler Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yechim, Tzorach Sheyachik, Meloi Kesher Goydel." A person has to be marchik the tzitzis, the neck of the tzitzis, at least Amaloi kesher goydol from the bottom of the beged. Less than that, it's called that it's ala keren. It's not kosher according to Blazer ben Yaakov. Rav brings in the memra from Rav Papa earlier on the malaf and beis. Rav Papa says it has to be within 3 etzboyos of the bottom of the beged. If it's more than 3 etzboyos from the bottom of the beged, it's not in the corner anymore. It's not in the konof, and it's possible. Mora asks, Itzrich, why do you need these two memras? Mora says, Rav Papa is saying you shouldn't be further than 3, and Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yechanan is saying that you shouldn't be closer than Malay Kesha. It's a little bit tzarachi in the Gemara. It's obvious that Rav Papa and Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yechanan are saying two different things. What's the Gemara's Itzrich? What's the Tzrichas here? Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yechanan is saying the minimum how much you have to be machik at Malay Kesha Goydul. And the Papa is saying a different shear of Sholosh Etzboyis is two different shearim. And Shilta Gibayrim here in Eis Beis, the Lashon Riyaz brings a different sheet that I had to learn the Gemara here. Shiachik, Kemalay Kesha Goydul, he says Kemalay Kesha Shein Yishol Goydul. Means the second knuckle of the thumb, which is basically the length of the entire thumb, which he says is the same amount as Sholosh Etzboyis. So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yechanan is being matzich to be machik the nekev 3 etzboyis from the end, which is the exact same thing that the Papa said before. It has to be 3 etzboyis from the end. So if he's that's moving with the Gemara's tzrichus, why do you need the two memras? The Gemara says that they're coming lafuke two different sides. If Papa's saying it shouldn't be further up than 3 etzboyis, and in back of the Rabbi Yechanan saying it shouldn't be lower down than 3 etzboyis. They're each saying that there's a kapeda each way. They're talking about the same spot. They're being matzuch the same spot. But Rav Papa is saying that if it's higher than that, it's not called konof. And Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yechanan is saying that if it's lower than that, then it's called ala keren. So therefore, the Gemara's tzrichus is that there's a kapeda both ways. It's a maximum either way. It shouldn't be lower than that and shouldn't be higher than that. According to that, he says the shear is very mitzumtzum. It has to be exactly that. He says the ikashita is like Rashi, that it's not a shear mitzumtzum you have from Maloi Kesher Goydul until Sholosh Etzboyis. That whole difference, that whole area, is kosher for the neck of the tzitzis. Moa continues and says that this din, that you have to be machik Maloi Kesher Goydul, and if it's less than that amount from the end of the beged, it's possible because it's not al-kamfer begdeyim. Moa speaks out to Maisa, that if b'shas asiyah, sabal amalo da b'ankavam alei b'shas asiyah itmar. If b'shas asiyah, you had made the nekev and the tzitzis in the right place, was rochik malei kesher goydol from the end, and later on, the beged got worn out or ripped, and now the nekev is closer to the end of the beged than malei kesher goydol, it's not a problem. Halacha was only nemar b'shas asiyah. B'shas asiyah was nemar that has to be made with the reichek from the end of the beged. Brewer brings the tam b'shem d'olvush. Why are we only makpan b'shas asiyah not later? Because the Gemara learns this out from al kamfei begdeyim that the tzitzis have to hang on the konof. So it's only going on the lashon posik v'osulam tzitzis al kamfei begdeyim. It's going on b'shas asiyah. The primogodim in Simin Yud Beis says a different svara. He says that it's toimet to the din of gadumim. We had the halacha of gadumim, that if you had the shear, b'shas, you made the tzitzis, you had the shear of yudbeis goydlim, the shear that the oirach tzitzis has to be, and later on it got smaller, it's kosher, that's the halacha of gadumim earlier. So Prima Godim says this is a similar din, that if you had the shear, how the tzitzis have to hang along the konof, and later on, when the smite from that shear and it's considered underneath the konof, that still has a halacha of gadumim, and it's kosher as shiori tzitzis. And say for pleya mincha, he's medayik like that from the lashon yireyim. The yireyim puts this halacha together with the din of gadumim in the oirich of the chutim, and together with the halacha of shiori mitzvah, or the dinim of shiori mitzvah. Mashma, that's the din of gadumim. And he says over there that the chayrits mavur and afkamina between these two timing. because the Bir Halacha Paskins over here on this Halacha of Shas Asiyah Itmer, when do we call Shas Asiyah? He says, as soon as it's kosher mederaisa, you don't have to have the full tzitzis kemitzvosa l'chatchila. As soon as you have the kesher elyon and one chulya, which is enough to be machshir, the gedil, and a little bit of chutim hanging, you have an onof, so that's already a kosher tzitzis mederaisa. So then it's already called Shas Asiyah. And if anything happens after that, if the beged gets worn out after that, or the nekev gets wider after that, and gets closer to the edge of the beged, it already doesn't have the psul, because B'Shas Asiyah was kosher. Yidach Gisa, the Bir Halacha in the din of Gadumim, by the Oirech HaTzitzis, says that even after you have a minimum hechsher of Kesher Elyon and one Chulya, still, as long as you didn't finish up the Shir Tzitzis Kemitzvosai to make the whole Gedil and Onof the way it's supposed to be made, it still doesn't get a din of Gardumim because the Tchilas HaMitzvah wasn't finished up yet. Chayr is Mavur because over here he's going with Levush's Tam that's totally in Shas Asiyah. Shas Asiyah is as soon as you have a minimum Hechsher. Shenkin over there is going with Shari Mitzvah. Shari Mitzvah is totally after you did the Mitzvah K'mitzvah, so then there's a din of Shari Mitzvah. So it should come out, if you learn like the Prima Godim, the din should be different. That over here also, it shouldn't be enough that you have the minimum Shir of Kesher Elyon to have the Halacha of Shas Asiyah Itmar. And if the Nekev was Nisrachev, any time before the Tzitzis weren't Nigma K'mitzvahson, it should be a problem. Another din that we could done over here, the Mordechai brings that it's time to make an imra, to make a border at the end of the beged, at the end of the oreg, when you finish weaving, to make a rim around the border, because otherwise it could be nisparid, the chute erev from the chute chassis, that it could come apart, at the end of the beged could come apart, the erev strings from the chassis strings. And when you have only chute erev or chute chassis hanging at the end of the beged, says the Mordechai, yesh l'stapik, where we should be moide the sholosh etzbayis from. That we have a din that tzitzis have to be within sholosh etzbayis of the end of the beged to be considered konof. It's past sholosh etzbayis, it's not konof anymore, it's too far from the end of the beged. So when you have at the end of the beged apart, which is only chassis or only erev, it's not a full orig, it's not a full weave, yesh l'stapik, if that goes into the cheshbon, you start counting the beged from the part that's a full orig, or you start counting from the end of the chutim that are hanging, the chute chassis or the chute orig. Since it's yesh l'stapik, where you should measure from, so to Mordechai, toiv to make an imra, a rim, that you should stay away from that suffik, that it shouldn't come apart at the end, so we should know where the cheshbon, the sholosh etzbayis is from. And the Maram Banet and the Pirush on the Mordechai brings the Bach, the Mashmoyis HaBach. The Bach says the Mordechai is only talking about his chashash, that he says we should make an imra. It is because b'shas ariga, b'shas the weaving, that b'tchilas the asiyas habeged, it might be that it will come apart and the orig will not hold together, so we won't be sure where to start the counting the cheshbon of the sholosh etzbayis from. Mashenkin zokter, if it will come apart later, if you'll have a full orig now, and later on will be nispari, the chute ashasi from the chute erev, then there's no makom to be mistapik anymore, where the shir sholosh etzbayis should start from. The hainu, because we only dan with shas asiyah, it doesn't matter what happens later. For shas asiyah, you had the tzitzis, the nekev hatzitzis within the sholosh etzbayis in the right place. Even if later on we'll be nisparid, there's no makom to be nistapik that now the tzitzis are further than three etzbayis from the end of the chutim. That's the mashmoyis of the Bach, the Maram Banet brings down. L'chayra, this din is not nemar in the Gemara anywhere. Yesh l'stapik, the negated din of sholosh etzbayis, the Gemara says shas asiyah itmar on the din of kesher goydel. The negated din of sholosh etzbayis, maybe that's not tolling shas asiyah. You could say it should be tolling these time. If it's like the Levush's Tam, Ba'oslam Tzitzis Al Kamfe Bigdayim, or if like the Prima Godim's Tam, that the Dingar Dumim, maybe is only a Svara Benigeya, the Gemara's Halacha here of how the Chutim have to hang along the Konof, Benigeya that is a Dingar Dumim, if the Tzurus HaChutim or Metchilosim hanging right,
even if later on they're not hanging right, you could stop to the din gadumim. But Meshein Kain, the din of Sholosh Etzpoyis, which is saying that's not on the Kanaf, maybe it won't be halach of Shas Asiya. It won't be halach of Shas Asiya. It has to be in the Kanaf. That's the Etzem Kiyim of Tzitzis to be on the Kanaf. In the Levush's time is Yeshlodin, Osul, and Tzitzis al Kamfe Bigdayim. So maybe you could say Benegay the Shir Sholosh Etzpoyis also. It has to do with being al Kamfe Bigdayim. So maybe it's Tolim Osul and Tzitzis. Is it more of an Iker din? In the Iker mitzvah and the Iker chefts of tzitzis that has to be on the konov, and that you don't dash in vasulam tzitzis. Akapon in the Maran Banet Nemzon from Mashmoy Sabach, that we don't care, it's like Ichbaslam, what happens later, as long as it's Teich Shosh Etzpoyis, Beshas Tasiye, which is a Chiddush din. Mr. Yosef learns up in the Tor, and it's Kapaskin like that in Ramah, that even though the Gemara says that this halach is only Beshas Tasiye, the Lamaisa is a lechatchila to make sure that it doesn't get less than the share of Kesher Goydel even later. And that's why the minig is to make a reinforce around the Nekev and to reinforce the Konof, the Imra at the end of the Begad, the Rim at the end of the Begad, to make sure that it maintains the share of Moy Kesher Goydel and doesn't get smaller than that, the Merchuk from the Nekev to the end of the Begad. Mora brings the memra for Omer Rabbi the Merav minayin letzitzis by the kachavim shi psula shnemra dabel bnei Yisrael v'oslam tzitzis bnei Yisrael yasu v'leiv kachavim zedrosha to be memayit that goy cannot make tzitzis bnei Yisrael yasu v'leiv kachavim. Marna Mebeis actually brings Amanda Omer that holds that the kosher l'maisa you don't darshan a miyut of leiv kachavim. Tais medayik from the Gemara, you see the Gemara needs a miyut from the Pasuk. Mashma ha'isha k'sheira, v'lo yoma kol she'enu b'l'visha enu b'asiyya. The Gemara says in a mebeis, when he gave tefillin, that a isha is possible to make tefillin, eved v'isha, who are not mitzvah and mitzvah's tefillin, a possible to write the tefillin, because it says, k'shartim, k'savtim, kol she'yeshnim b'k'shiri, yeshnim b'k'siva, kol she'enu b'k'shiri, enu b'k'siva. Anyone that's nichol on the mitzvah of k'shiri's tefillin, is nichol on the asiyah's tefillin. If you're not nichol on the mitzvah, you're not nichol on the asiyah. So Tais had a svar to say that it should be the same thing with other mitzvahs. So Tais, you see from this Gemara not that way. That the Gemara needed a miyut to be ma'at goyim from asiyas tzitzis. Why don't you say that they're nismayit from asiyas tzitzis because they're not bechal the mitzvah? Obviously, you only say that by tefillin, where there's a drosha, kshartem, chsavtem, by other mitzvahs, you don't have to be bechal the mitzvah to be kosher for asiyah. In Gittin, daf memhei, Tais brings a sheet from Rabbeinu Tam, the tzcholik on this. The Gemara brings the same memory called Sheyeshna B'Kshiri, Yeshna B'Ksiva by Tfilin. And Taisa says, Mekanaimra Benetam, the Ain Isha Gedis Lulav Oisit Tzitzis, Kimin Le Mifkada. Isha cannot be Oiged the Lulav, that they have to be Oiged the Lulav with the other Minim, and she can't be Oisit Tzitzis, because she's not Mitzvah in these Mitzvahs. Benetam is taking a Klal out of Tfilin, that any Mitzvah that somebody's not Mitzvah in, they can't make the Chayfetz of the Mitzvah. It can't be involved in the Asiyas HaMitzvah. Taisa asks on him these two kashas. Taisa asks the kasha from the Gemara by us. You see the Gemara needs a drosha to be Mayit Goyim. And we're not Mayit them from this Svara. Taisa asks also from the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara says, Mefurish, Sukkah is Gamvach Ksheira, that a Sukkah of Goyim, Noshim, is kasher, which a Sukkah which was made by Goyim or Noshim, even though they're not Mechayiv in the Mitzvah. So you see that they kasher for the Asiyah of the Chayfet Shal Mitzvah, even if they're not mitzvah in the mitzvah. So it must be it's a drosha dafke and tefillin and sefer Torah. Another kasha that Rishayim ask on Rabbeinu Tam, the Gois Maimini, the Mordechai Beyos, from the Gemara in Babasra, Perek Asvina, the Gemara says, Ishta Shob Chanina Ben Doise, the Shad Yit Chelta, Tzadikim Osin Lovoi, that she's going to make the Tchelas, Shad Yit Chelta, she's going to put on the Tchelas for Tzadikim Osin Lovoi, is Mavuah that Isha is kasha to make tzitzis. Two other shittas here in Rishonim to passel Noshim for tzitzis, besides for Ben Tam's Cheshman of Kol She'enim B'Kshir, E'enim B'Ksiva, which Tais Be'al says is only Nema by Tefillin. The Mordechai here in Tov Kuf Memtes brings Matzosi Shemaram or Yemakbid Laniach or Noshim Lasois Fishemisha Potim and Adover and Poiter Acherim. We have a klal, someone that's Potter from a mitzvah can't be Poiter Acherim. And because of that time, the Maram was marked by the Noshim not to make the tzitzis. The emes is this a dover tema to make to show to that klal, because that klal normally means that someone that's potter from a chiv can't be moitzi other people. Is any ochal hoitzi sarab mein a poiter achayim, he can't be moitzi. But when somebody makes a beggar of tzitzis or is oiger a lulav, he's not being poiter achayim, he's not being moitzi anybody. The emes is the mordchai later in the end of halachas ketanis brings this lashon from Masechta Seifrim. That Masechta Seifrim passels Eved, Isha, Akum, Shaila, the Gersi, the Ger, Mamzer, to write a Sefer Torah. The Sefta says, because they're Klal, Kol Shem Leitzi Rab, Yedei Chevosam Koisvei. So the Sefta already says this idea, that this has to do with Leitzi Rab, Yedei Chevosam, making a Chefes Shom Mitzvah, which other people are going to use for the Mitzvah, has to do with that Klal. Could be mechalik that over there by Ksiva Sefer Torah we have to create a kedusha in the Sefer Torah has more of a shayches to that klal. Look upon him, you see that it's a big klal. The din of any poiter achirim. The Mordechai here is bringing Moshe Noram that he was telling that too to all mitzvahs. The misha potman adover can't be oyser the mitzvah for somebody else. Third sheet that the pasul nagleis maimini brings the maram differently. It's brought down in Beis Yosef. That the Maram passed from the Drosha B'nei Yisrael, the Noshim and the Smite from that Drosha of B'nei Yisrael, and therefore the Apostle see his tzitzis, just like the Gemara by us is Memayit Akum from B'nei Yisrael, that they can't make tzitzis. Mordechai by us bavorns such a tzad here, and he says that they're not in the Smite from B'nei Yisrael, because you see, if not for the din of mitzvah seishas mangroma, they would be mechuyv in mitzvah tzitzis. So obviously they're not in the Smite from B'nei Yisrael. But the Gaiz Maimini brings such a tzad from the Maram, and the Daikei Moshe says that we should be choishish for this shita from Maram, l'chatchila should be choishish, and me'olam lo re'inu for Noshim to make tzitzis, because we're choishish for the shita Maram. And Bir Halacha here, and Simon Yudalid, is medayik that the Ramah is only being choishish for the Tam of the Maram. He's not being choishish for the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that is a problem on Yeshne B'Kshiri, Yeshne B'Chsiva, by all mitzvahs. He's only being choishes chatchila the notion not to make tzitzis mitam the maram, and he speaks out that there's two big nafkaminas. There's a nafkamina if you have it by all other mitzvahs, by being oiged lulav, by being oiser sukkah, that the Rabbeinu Tam svara you have by all mitzvahs, like Taisa says in Gittin, shenking the maram svara, the way that Grace Maimini brings it from the drasha of Bnei Yisrael, is only nemar by tzitzis according to the tam that the Mordechai brings in the maram. Other mitzvahs also should have it. But the Mishabura, the Bir Halacha Chesmans, with the Maram of Bnei Yisrael, so Mameli says, it's not noig by Shah mitzvahs, it's only by tzitzis, and not by sukkah and lulav. Another nafkamini says, Menegei Katan, that the Primogodim, other achroinim bring, that the Maram's, the Rabbeinu Tam's din applies to Katan as well as Isha. You have the same svar of kol she'eini, k'shira eini v'chsiva, anyone that's not mitzvah the mitzvah, so male the cotton can't put the tzitzis on either, and the cotton can't be eiger the lulav either. That also the Bir Halacha says the Ramah is not being choishish for that, he's only going with the drash of B'nai Yisrael, and that's not a mute on cotton, and the male the cotton doesn't have the Ramah's the chatchila not to put it. Kaponim, he says you should, it's kedai to be nizer, because the ma'aser achreinim bring it down, the sheet of Rebbeinu Tam. It's kedai to be nizer, and negate these other nafkaminas also. Another nafkamina between the taimim, the Grace Maimini says here, teretz, to be miyashiv, the kash of the rishonim from the Gemara and Babasar, it says that ishte shobchnina ben doisa asido, vamishte tcheltel tzadikil almodasa, this move from that Gemara, noshim, could be oisa tzitzis, it's shver and Rebbeinu Tam. Zokta Gois Maimini, the Gemara is talking about the Tviyah. Not talking about being Matel, the Tzitzis in the Beged, being Toilet, the Tzitzis in the Beged. Talking about being Tova, the Chutim, the Tviyah, spinning the Chutim. That's the Gemara is talking about that she's also to do. Zokta Primogodim, Lachayut, should be totally in the Taimim here. According to the Taim of the Maram, B'nai Yisrael, the Osulam Tzitzis is only a Miyat and Asiyah. That's telling you that Tliyas Atzitzis and Asiyas Atzitzis, but the Tviya is not Nichol and that Miyat, so then it's a good Teretz. Shenken, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that it's a svara. Anyone that's not mitzvah in the mitzvah can't make the chayfet shal mitzvah by all mitzvahs. So chayyur should be even in the tviyah. The tviyah is also a chelik rasiyas atzitzis. There's a shayl of lishma and the gemara on the tviyah. As Mela, the Prima Gadim says, you shouldn't have this teretz of tviyah. Nemesis the Shari Tshuva already brings this shayla here, b'shem the machzik bracha, that agayis maimini's teretz is not a good eitzel later ben tam l'chayit should apply even to the tviyah. On the kasha of the Gemara from Sukkos Ganvach, that Sukkos Noshim and Goyim is kasha, the Mordechai says by us, you have to say that the Maram is hold in. It's only l'chatchila. The Eber, it's kosher, and that's the Gemara in Sukkah. The Sukkah's Noshim is kosher. Chayot Tzarechin, according to all the timing of the Maram, either as the Drosha, or because Kol, She'enim Chuyibadav, and Poitir Sacherim, why should it be only a din l'chatchila? The Chayot should be a din l'kuvah also. And that's in Gemara, that the Gemara brings the Drosha to Pasol, a Goy, from making tzitzis. And the Gemara brings one Tanam and Beis, that is Takam Achshir, a Goy, to make tzitzis. Taisus asks over here, L'chayra, what happened to the halacha of Lashma? The Gemara says in Amun Beis, the tzitzis have to be made Lashma, and we have a klal always by get, the nochri, adaita, the nafshika of it, a goy, you can't rely that a goy does Lashma, a goy does his own kavanas, so why do we need a pasuk to be mayit, and what's the tzad to be machshir? L'chayra, tzitzis have to be Lashma. Taisus brings the sugi in Zvachim, something called stam Lashma koi, to certain things, the stomon are oimid l'shma. So Taisa says, you see from here, that tzitzis, the stomach is oimid l'shma. Kvege and Chuvus and Simon Dalid, he says he doesn't understand Taisa's kasha. Because the Shmuel and Ebenezer, on that din that Taisa brings by get, that Evik Chavim is not kais of the get l'shma, is a daita din afshik of it. Shmuel says that by emes it's a suffix. Every time l'chumra you have to be chayshish, you should be gereshish. It just means that we can't rely on the get, because maybe the guy didn't do Lashma, maybe did a dait to the nafshek. But it is shaykh ha-metzius of Lashma, even by a guy. It's shaykh ha-metzius of a kavan of Lashma. May the fact be kibayge. The chayyur is a big nafkamina here. One nafkamina, if the guy was in the sky later, after he made these tzitzis, and he tells us that at the time, he had kavan of Lashma. So right now, when he's saying this edus, he should be nemo that he said that he was toilet l'shma, and should be patient to be machriya the selfie if it was done l'shma. Or even without edus, Dr. Kvega, at least he himself could wear the talus if he knows that he was toilet l'shma. For that you need the pasuk here, that the pasuk is passing a goy mixer sakosov, not also the time of l'shma. Another nafkamina is Dr. Kvega's client b'tzitzis. If the goy put tchelis onto tzitzis, that's klayim, that's doicha b'makom mitzvah. So, since it's a selfik, maybe the goy did a lishma, it might be kosher tzitzis. We can't give the person malchus for wearing klayim. It might be klayim b'makom mitzvah. But now that there's a miyut kra that says that a goy is posel, so now it's posel at tzitzis, now it's vade klayim, the person will be like a mishum klayim. Similarly, he asks on the end of Taisvis, the Taisvis has shver, why we need a posel by tefillin, kshar to mechsavtam, to be my goy, the chayyur should be nismayit because tefillin needs lishma, and there's no stam lishma by tefillin. Say for Torah tefillin mezuzas. Taisa says you have to be madchik that the drasha kshat mechsavtim is coming for the other people, not for goy. So to kivegel the chayyur could say the same nafkaminas. Could be negay if he was in this guy later, and he says he wrote the tefillin lishma. It's also nafkaminas. So to kivegel if a person has no other tefillin besides for tefillin that a guy wrote. Should he at least put on these tefillin, misafik, at least let him maybe be mekayim the mitzvah tefillin? Shenke, now that we have a pasuk, the pasuk of Gamri, there's no point in putting on those tefillin. Another nekuder of Kvega points out over there is that we have a machlekes in Hilchos Sefer Torah, as a machlekes, the Rambam and the Rosh, benegeya the Ibur of the Or, that the Or of the Sefer Torah, the klaf has to be nevad l'shma. The Rambam says that a goy can't do it because of the Gemara in Gittin, Akamadaita, the Nafshika of it, a goy doesn't have Lashma. The Rosh is Chaylik, the Rosh says the Minig is that the Avdonim, the ones that work the Iris, are goyim, and the reason why it's different than Get is because he says Get, he has to think Lashma during the whole Zman of the Ksivas HaTayrif, the entire few lines that are Ma'akiv in the Get, the Tayrif, has to be l'shma. Mishayinkim by ibur, he says he just has to put the oil under the machine, under the thing that presses it. He just has to put that under l'shma. It's just one maisa. So for that short time, you could say that the guy is doing aldas to Yisrael, that's oim ragabov. You don't say adait the nafshikovit. So smachoyg is the Rambam and the Rosh. If a guy could be kosher to be ma'abid, the oiris for sefer Torah by Yisrael oim ragabov. Mitz Yosef by us and Simon Yadalev, shtals su, that who had them by tzitzis, according to the Rosh, it's going to be kosher with Yisrael oim ragabov. By the Tviya, where there's no miut of Akum on the spinning the chutim, so the Mishnah Yosef says it's going to be totally the machlokes Rambam and the Rosh. According to the Rosh, it's going to be kosher just like ibud oiris for the sefer Torah. Kvegas grada in the brackets in the tshuva and the Gilyan Shulchan Aruch is miskasha very much on the Mishnah Yosef's dimyan. He says tzarachin because the whole siba, the whole svara, the Rosh. But Ibid Iris is because it's a short maisa. Shank in the Tviya of the Chutis Tzitzis, he says the Chayr is a long maisa, so it's not a dimyan. Takapon of the Beseisiv is Medamit, and that's in Mechaba Paskins, that according to the Rosh, Tviya Lishma is going to be kosher with Yisrael Oimel Agabov by Akum. So Zaktub Kivege comes out, the late the Rosh, you don't have Taisis Kashi, Taisis asking, how could you be Machshir, a goy to make Tzitzis without a Pasik? In the town that it is machshir l'maisa, typically that the guy doesn't do l'shma is a daiter nafshikav. It's oktim kiveg like the Rosh is not shver, because the Rosh holds that by these things, by these type of maisa, a guy could also have l'shma when it's shor even algabav. And mainly you need the pasuk to passel him. And mainly is oktim kiveg with them is miyushiv. Shoyel asked him that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if a guy, if a person is toilet tzitzis shaloi b'kavana, he shouldn't make a brach on those tzitzis, because the machloek is the Rambam and the Rosh, we'll see it on the base, if the tliyas at tzitzis has to be l'shma, that like the Rambam wasn't nemar, they didn't l'shma in the tliyas at tzitzis, only in the tviya, on the kshira, but like the Rosh and Rashi was nemar, and the tliyas at tzitzis, putting the tzitzis into the neck, there's a din l'shma, so Shulchan Aruch paskins, if someone is toilet tzitzis, shaloi b'kavona, he shouldn't make a brach on those tzitzis, he should be choishish, for the Shittas HaRosh. The Shoyal asked him, Kivege, the Taisis and Mefurish by us, that by Tzitzis we say, Stamu L'shma Koi. So Chayre, even like Rashi and the Rosh, that there's a Din L'shma and Tliya, that's only if someone was taken at Mechavan L'shma. But if a person put it in Stamu, like the case of the Shulchan Aruch, Tolan Shaloi B'Kavona, should be Kosher of Stamu L'shma. Why is the Shulchan Aruch saying you can't be Mevorech? Emphit of Kivege, that the Shulchan Aruch is going and Shittas HaRosh, which is Tor Paskins, that the Rosh is Machshir, a guy by Tvias Tzitzis and by Ibed Oir from Sefer Torah, and who then would be by Tvias Tzitzis, if not for the Pasuk, that's B'mayit B'nei Yisrael. So Zokter, like the Rosh, was never Shver Tais's Kasha. The Tais asks, why do I need the Pasuk? Typically, he's possible because of Lishma. Because such a lishma a guy could have with Yisrael Eim al-Gabav to be toilet tzitzis. The male is like, therefore, wasn't sure that tzitzis kasher, and you have no hechich to be mechadish tzitzis teres, that tzitzis mechadish, that tzitzis is stomach lishma koi. You could say that tzitzis loilum is stomach lav lishma koi, because you don't have tzitzis is hechich to be mechadish this chiddish. Mora goes on and brings a whole need in here. You make a bracha on a hechsher mitzvah. An asiya of a davish al mitzvah that Reb Nachman Asher Chilebada Berava that he made a bracha las his tzitzis when he put his tzitzis on, and the Gemara dons if it's shaykh to make shabracha. Askan the Gemara comes out the klal is kol mitzvah dasiyosa gemar mitzvah, then you make a bracha kol mitzvah dasiyosa lav gemar mitzvah, then you don't make a bracha. We only make a bracha on the ma'isa which is going with the mitzvah, and not on the ma'isa of the asiya of the hechsher, which is before the mitzvah. Tosfos from the base brings that Yishalmi is chaylik on the sugya. Yishalmi is matzrich levorech asiyas tzitzis sukkah tefillin. Yishalmi is matzrich to make a bracha at the time of the asiya of tzitzis, the asiya of sukkah, and the asiya of tefillin. Pashtus of the sugya sounds like the nidin is a shayla in the kviyas of bracha. If they were kveya of bracha on the tchilas mitzvah or only on the gemar mitzvah, it's not a shayla exactly what the chashivas of the tchilas of mitzvah is, and the Shalmi is chaylik, that they work away a mitzvah even on the tchilas of mitzvah, even on the hechsher mitzvah. Be halacha, however, in halchulus for the chiddush, tzimin tofresh nun vav, he brings over there a kasha from the Meir Ktzia that El Yerabba paskins that a person is not mechuyev lachzar al psachim because they licked his tefillin. El Yerabba brings a raya from Yerushalmi that a person who doesn't have money for tefillin is not mechuyev to collect money, to collect tzedakah, to go buy tefillin. It's fact that Bir Alocha and the Meir Ktzia, that how could that be? We have Alocha for Ner Chanukah, for Dal Kaisis, which are mitzvahs Darbonon, person mechuyev lachzar al psachim. It's kol shkein to mekayim a mitzvah deraisa. Dr. B'yaloch, even if you say pesuminisa is odif, but to find for ner Shabbos, for oinik Shabbos, which is a mitzvah divrei Kabbalah, person mechuyev lachzar al psachim. It's kol shkein to mekayim mitzvahs tefillin deraisa. So frek der hakad al yirabah paskin that to be mekayim a mitzvah deraisa is no chiyev lachzar al psachim. Dr. B'yaloch, chiddush pshat and Yishalmi, that the Rabbi brings, that a person not mechuyev lachzar al psachim, he says, if you're medayik to losh Yishalmi, Yishalmi's mashma, we're talking about the asiyas ha-tfilin. We're not talking about the levishas ha-tfilin, we're talking about the asiyas ha-tfilin. So, to be aloch, Yishalmi's l'shitosai, that Yishalmi, that Taiz brings by us, that says that you make a bracha on the asiyas tfilin, the asiyas tzitzis, which means that Yishalmi considers that a mitzvah, considers the asiyah itself a mitzvah, the asiyas mitzvah, mitzvah b'fnei atzmai, zok the Bir Aloch, I mean the Mevorach alei. And the Bir Aloch goes on to say that a person cannot pater himself by buying a tefillin or a sukkah or a tzitzis in the store if he can make it himself, because he's missing out on the mitzvah of asiyas mitzvah, which you make a bracha on. Zok the benegeyat that, that's what the Yishalmi was talking about, eni chayv lachzar al psachim, to get that maila, to get that kiyum, of the asiya, of making it by himself, he doesn't have to be chayzer al psachim. But avada, to be mekayim, the ikir mitzvah, to be mekayim the lovishas tefillin and the yeshiva besukkah, he's mechuyev lachzar al psachim kolshkein from Ner Shabbos and from Ner Chanukah. The Heiner, the Bir Aloch is learning up that the machleikis Bavli and Shalmi is not a machleikis in the Takanas Bracha, it's a machleikis in the ikir idea of Hechsher Mitzvah, of the Tchilas Mitzvah, that the Shalmi considers it a kiyum on a person to do the Hechsher Mitzvah, the Asiyas Mitzvah, and a person should be machzer to do that Hechsher Mitzvah, and may I time it, there's a bracha on it, according to the Shalmi. Shmuel continues, Om Rabbi Yudah Merav, Ason, Menakoytzin, Menanim, Menagard, Psula, Menasisim Ksheira, Kermisa Kermed, Shmuel, Om Rav, Menasisim Psula. Taisis brings two pshatim here. It means from Rashi, Pirish Bekuntris, that the psul of these things are kustasav leimen osi. These are chutim that are hanging out, that are left over from the asiyas habeged, and got left there memela, and he wants to go ahead and use those b'makam tzitzis, since they weren't put there specifically for tzitzis, they just happened to be chutim hanging out there. That's a psul of tasav leimen osi. Place in the skash on that, that the Gemara Tzukas Mavur, that if he does any maisa to fix it up, that's already machshir, it shouldn't be tasav leimen osi. So Taisa says that the psul here is because you need lishma. Is it din lishma in the tliyas atzitzis? The chutim have to be put into the tzitzis, put into the neker of the tliyas atzitzis and the kshirus atzitzis. All have to be done lishma, and all these things you don't have here by koitzim. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halach Yud Beis says tzitzis she'osa is a goy psula shenem radabril b'nei Yisrael v'oslam tzitzis. The goy makes tzitzis the apostle because in the smite from b'nei Yisrael avolam also is Yisrael b'loy kavonah k'sheira. But if a Yisrael did it just without kavonah's mitzvah, without kavonah l'shem tzitzis, it's kosher. So Rambam's chaylik on this whole din that asiyas tzitzis being toiled in the beged and making the tzitzis, being twisting the tzitzis, is kosher without kavanas lishma. The only thing you need lishma for is in the tviya, like the Rambam says in Halach Yir Aleph, chut the tzitzis shrichem tviya l'shem tzitzis. The Loshna Rambam, that he brings it with the din of goy, that goy is possible because the remiit avol Yisrael shleiv kavanas is kosher. The mashma, because the Mishnah learns up, that the Rambam's makor not like Rashi and Tosfos, that there's no din l'shmo in Kliyas Atzitzis and Asiyas Atzitzis, was Mikoyach Tosfos Kasha Namar Aleph, that why do you need a posik to be Mayit Goy from Tzitzis, and there's even a Tana that's Machsha Goy for Tzitzis, typically that the Tzitzis is not l'shmo. From that, the Rambam was Machriach, and in Asiyas Atzitzis, there's no Aloch of l'shmo. Our Gemara of Koitzin, Rambam says a different pshat. Rambam's lashon is in oisin oisin loymin atzemer and nechas bekoitzim kshatzoyin reivtzim einayim. He says koitzim is a type of tzemer that gets caught in the koitzim when the tzoyin are laying down. Neiman also, he says, is some type of strands that are nitlash from the behema. In other words, these are shvacher, weaker types of tzemer. These are weaker types of tzemer, and remail the apostle to be used for tzitzis. Yosef says the pshat is, it's a cheshmen of bizei mitzvah. Baal Mor's Lashon in Sukkah and Dalar and Beis and Daf Yerif. He also goes like this, Pirush of the Rambam. He says, Ein gimel minim halolu, ruyin lasis men beget. This type of tzemer is not really to make a beget out of it. They don't make begotten from it. Ein beget nasa mikamoison. And that's why it's possible for tzitzis. It's interesting, the Ravid in Asagis over there in the Rif learns like Shitas Rashi and Tosfos that Havadah, there is a psul l'shma in the Tliya and the Kshira of the tzitzis, but still in the Pshat and the Gemara in Asan Menakaitzim, he learns it's not referring to that tzitzis l'shma. Asan Menakaitzim is passeling to use chutim that were already used for other begadim, even if they were made l'shma. He says also, because they're einan min ha-muvcher, that he learned the Lashon HaGemara, son min ha-kaitzim, is referring to a certain type of chutim, like the pashtas of the Lashon, a certain type of chutim, is not referring to the din, shalei l'shma, even though he has the rishish din, mikayach, the sugya in sukkah. Mor goes on and brings a braisa by tefillin, shtei tzipon zov, ishatol aleim, or behemet tmeya psulis, or behemet tahira ksheiris. The big shayla in Rishayim, what exactly the taitch of this price is, it says, tzipon zov, you metzapet, you put a covering of zov, v'shatol aleim, or behemet tmeya, or you stuck on, it sounds like you patched on, or behemet tmeya, it's possible, or behemet tahoyrus ksheirus. Yosef brings the mordchai in hochas tefillin, Yosef in simon lamed beis, and mordchai is mestapik, does the price is talking about what you covered the parashis with. In other words, the braisa means if you made the batim out of zov, or you made the batim out of or behemet tmeya, it's possible. If you made the batim out of or behemet tahira, it's kosher. Or the braisa means an additional covering on top of the batim. You had batim, which were kosher, batim of behemet tahira, and you would tzip on zov, put a tzipui of zov on top. Or tol aleim or behemet tmeya, the Mordechai says, the diakaloshn of tol aleim is mashma, a matlas, you put another piece on top of Orbeim Tmeya Psulis. Is the Nafkamina, if it passels, Nafkamina Hay learned the Gemara, does it passel, once you had bottom of Orbeim Tahira, does it passel the fact that you added on top of that Orbeim Tmeya Ozov? Or do you say that the Gemara just means that you can't make the bottom out of that? But it's not Megareya, once you have bottom Ksherim, it's not Megareya if you have these other things on top. In the Lashon HaTur, the Beis Yosef is Neskasha, the Tur seems to be Mechalik, the two parts of the Braisa. He says, Tzipa, Abatim Zov, Oisha, Asom, Me'or Behemet Tmeya. He sounds like the part of the Braisa of Tzipa Zov means you put a Tzipa on top of the Batim. Shaking in the next case of the Braisa, Or Behemet Tmeya means you made the Batim themselves out of Or Behemet Tmeya. Nechatesa, the Mechalik, the Braisa like that. Beis Yosef is back and forth in the Lashon HaTur, if it's Dafka, or Lav Dafka. And Behuda and Tshuva as Arichas, that the Pashtas of the Braisa means what you made the bottom out of, and it's a chiddush to learn this pshat, that it means other coverings they added on. The Maisa and Shulchan Aruch is Nifsak, that other things they added on top, new pasal, unless it's Or Behemet Tahira, which is bottle to the bias, like the Sefer of Braisa. There's an interesting shayla brought down in Mincha Shloima. Shloim Zalman declared about the minig today that they put a piece of plastic on top of the tefillin shal yad. in order to cover it. The plastic is not a min behemoth tahira, it's not a min kosher. So you could dan that you have the psul of this Gemara of Tzipan Zov, it's a pasul. Maybe say it's not kavua there, it doesn't pasul, or maybe it's tofu, it's bottled it, it won't pasul. He dans about it. He was machmer a little bit about it. Upon him, the such a shayla mikayach our Gemara. The etzem psul of Tzipan Zov Kvege is mitzayin over here. Chiddush of Kvege, Rashi and Megillah of Dalid. It says Laman Tia Teres Hashem Beficha. That we learn out from there that tefillin has to be made from something that's mutter beficha, something that's kosher to eat. Kvege asked that Chayre in the Maspik Otu Zov and Osel of Picha. It doesn't say any iser to eat Zov. Zov is mutter beachila. Kvege Rashi by us learns that the reason is because you have to have minoy, has to be from or, which is minoy, just like the ritzuos have to be from minoy, so the batim also have to be from minoy. Shein came by or behem tmeya over there, the tam is al smutu beficha, that it has to be kosher achila. Shem Rashi in Sanhedrin. Kvege brings that Tzipan Zov is Halach L'Moshe B'Sinai, Psul Halach L'Moshe B'Sinai. And L'Chayre, you could use these Soros to understand that Mishesef Zdik and L'Lashna Torah, which Mishesef goes back and forth about, that by Tzipan Zov, the Torah is Mashma, it's possible even when it's an additional Tzipi on top. And by Or Behemet Tmeya, it's Mashma from Torah only if you made the batim out of behemoth tameya, but if you made them out of behemoth tahira, it doesn't possible to have the behemoth tameya on top. That the chayra could be tolling the tam, that mitzad the dinam mutter beficha is a tanai in the kashas of the tefillin. So once you have batim that are kasher, it's not a problem if you put on top another tzipui, which is not mutter beficha. Shainkein, the din that has to be made out of minoy, it could be as a problem. If even if the top layer is not minoy, that the bias is not a bias of minoy, that's the chilek in the Lashna Torah Afshar. The more it continues, the more it brings the Tchel Tehechet Tzavisa law, the more it says that the one that you used for Nisoyin to test the Tchelis is possible for Tzitzis. The more it says, Shramid Adabin on Tzviya Lashma, that the Tchelis has to be dyed Lashma. If this didn't tzvi l'shma, is that tully we have here, machlekes Rav and Shmuel, if tvi has to be l'shma, the way Rashi and Tosfos learn, not like the Rambam, the tli and the tzitzis, the kuli alma has to be l'shma, but the tviya of the chutim, is machlekes of that has to be l'shma. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is tayla, Tosfos brings over here, tayla, that machlekes is tully, hasmona milsa, hasmona lav milsa. Chaykes Rashi Taisus had to learn the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Rashi learns that the question of Tviya, since it's a Meiser earlier on, it's not in the Etzem, in the Etzem Tli of the Tzitzis. That's totally in Hazmona. If it's Shayach HaMachshavos Lashma in that, in a Meiser that's before, it's Shayach to Bichal Machshavos Lashma in that. Taisus learns from Benetam Fakert that the Gemara means to say, if Hazmona Milsa, then you'll be able to make it Lashma, just with the Hazmona, without the Machshavas Lashma, in the Ibud, just be Mazmin it, with other Maisim, the Chitach Ha'or, Taisus says here, Tikunim Ketanim, the Mashmoyis of Taisus at the end, over here, and the Mashmoyis of Taisus in Sanhedrin, in Gittin, is that the din of Tzvi Lashma, is totally in this machlekes also, the chayra should be totally in the svaras. According to Rashi, maybe that should be totally in Hazmona, that's an earlier Maisa. According to Ben Tam, over here you don't have the svara of Efshar Bechit Echorb, Tikunim Ketanim. Upon him, Taiz Mashmat, this Shmamino is going all with Shmuel. Another Nakuda Taiz speaks here, the Rimas Chamat Tam Tima Psula. That the fact that this one that was made for a test is possible, Tosfos asks, the Chayra, he could have had in mind also to use it for tzitzis, Taisa says, you see from here, that there's a psul of lishma v'shaloi lishma, like you have by karbonis. If a person had two machshavas in it, he had a machshava of lishma and a machshava v'shaloi lishma, it's possible. B'chonon and kovet shiurim, simach of beis, brings a kasha from Abchaim, that the chayv is not doim by kachim v'shaloi lishma, is a machshava peselis. It's a machshava which passes the carbon. So for the Yitzchayach to say lishma and shalei lishma, that even though you had lishma, the fact that you had shalei lishma is passes the carbon. Shenke over here by tzitzis, fact of chayim, shalei lishma is not a, it's not a machshava peselis. It's just a halacha that the tzitzis needs to be done lishma. So if you might say you had a machshava of lishma, why should it be megareya? You had also machshava of shalei lishma. Chanan there dance back and forth about it. If by kachem is taka dina machshava peselis, maybe by kachem also, it's just the chasaron of lishma. The arichas in the beginning of Zvachim about this, Miskarov, as a shtickle, if it's a, to be mechiach, then it's a dina machshava peselis. Upon him, that was the aura from the Pchaim on the Taisus Dimion by us.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.